In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主是圣名，我在这边证道。
Every time I put the tie, then all of my nonsense will be gone. So thank God today.
当我每次戴上领带的时候，我就不会紧张了。感谢主。
So far, been preaching many years, but every time coming up here, quite trembling.
虽然我传道很多年了，讲道很多年，我每次上来都会震抖。
So actually, I enjoy it right there.
所以其实我喜欢坐在下面。
But this is a Friday night service.
可是当然今天是礼拜五的聚会。
So the church members also join with the tonight service.
所有教会的弟兄姐妹都来这边参加我们聚会。
So and also throughout the last 11 hours that I have shared with you all these the messages and also the things, I hope you can keep your mind in your mind.
然后我希望我在前十一个小时跟大家分享的一些讯息，我希望大家都可以记住。
Yet, but all the nonsense and also joke, please remove out of there.
那当然，我开的玩笑那些胡言乱语，就大家就不用记了。
Because that doesn't help at all.
因为那个对大家没有帮助。
I really sorry because I cannot finish the book of John totally.
那我感到非常抱歉，因为我没有办法讲完约翰福音。
But we can finish chapter 1 to chapter 6.
是。我们可以从一到第六章讲完。
So one day we can finish.
所以希望有一天可以把全部讲完。
You can finish.
你自己会把它读完。
I hope you can read continue the book of John.
那我希望大家可以继续的去读约翰福音。
It really helps because it's many different story compared with the rest of the synoptic gospel.
那因为它有非常多的故事是跟其他三个福音书是不太一样的。
So I hope those classes.I hope it can make you to benefit in your faith.
所以我希望这些课程在你人生中有所造就。
So tonight is the sharing the message, the good excuse I cannot finish, so she can understand for me.
那所以我今天晚上再继续跟大家分享，因为我没有办法讲完。
And tonight I'd like to share with the topic in Book of John chapter 6.
所以我今天想跟大家分享的主题就是在约翰福音第六章讲到的。
Because while I eating the dinner.
因为我在吃晚餐的时候
I thought about it's a wonderful meal.
我就想到这个完美的一个晚餐。
Every meal, it's such a blessful that we can have this wonderful meal.
那我觉得我们每次吃饭的时候都是一个非常的一个祝福，都是很完美。
Reminding me that John chapter 6 here when Jesus feed the 5,000.
所以这就提醒我在约翰福音第六章说主耶稣喂饱五千人。
Once you please turn to John chapter 6.
那所以我们大家翻到约翰福音第六章。
And verse 11,
第十一节。
John chapter 6, verse 11.
约翰福音第六章第十一节。
Now Jesus therefore took the loaf and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated, likewise also of the fish, as much as they want. Chinese? No need it. I hear that as much as they want.
所以这边说就给他们一直所需要的，他们要多少就吃多少。
I remember, I came to the United States when I was 19 years old.
所以我记得我在十九岁的时候来到美国。
That time, since I came here, one of a brother took me to the buffet place.
那我刚来到这边的时候，有一个弟兄就带我去吃，就是吃到饱。
That was my first time to.To go buffet place in my life.
那是我人生中第一次去吃一个吃到饱的餐馆。
When I get in, it's awesome.
那我进去的时候发现，哇，真是太棒了。
All different food.
哦，什么食物都有。
So I asked brother, if I eat this one, how much is it?
所以我就问这个弟兄说，啊，我吃这个样东西要花多少钱
？And the brother said, no, you can eat everything.
啊，这个弟兄就跟我说，哦，你什么都可以吃。
Don't joke, come on.
我就跟他说不要开玩笑了。
You can eat everything.
他就说你什么都可以吃。
Sure, right?
我就说真的吗
？Yes, and then I sit down and become my heaven, and I eat this and that.
然后他就说对，所以我就坐下来了，就当做是天堂一样，什么都吃。
And then I say, wow, this is a heaven.
然后我就说啊，真的是天国、啊。
At that time, my rest size is between 31 and 32.
所以我那个时候的腰围大概是31到32。
After that, keep enjoying, and then end up the slowly getting bigger and bigger.
那所以在那个之后，我就一直去享受自己，所以腰围越来越大。
It's not good later. I find out.
所以后来才发现这样子好像不太好。
Because we think about God always give us, not always a little bit, but a lot.
因为我们去想一想说主耶稣神他给我们不是一点点是很多。
At this time Jesus he find out that all these 5,000 come to the Lord and they want to hear the message.
所以在这边主耶稣发现说有5000个人想要去听他证道。
So it is time for the meal.
那刚好要吃饭时间到了。
But they cannot go back to their place. But so it's good to can Jesus can feeding them.
那因为这些众人没有办法回家，所以主耶稣就想要喂饱他们。
But at that time, so there's not enough money.
可是，在那个时候，他们身上的钱也不够。
And also, there's no food.
然后也没什么食物。
But only the little one has five bread and two fishes.
那这边讲到一个小男孩说他带了5饼2鱼。
What Philip saying that what the Andrew saying it's quite negative.
那所以菲利亚跟安德烈他们讲的都是很负面的话。
This is only just two fish and five bread.
他们说只有5饼2鱼。
So verse look at the verse 9.
我们看第九节。
And there is a lad here who has a five barley loaves and two fishes. But what are these for so many people? You mentioned that it is not enough, even one or two people maybe only.
所以第九节讲到说啊，这样子的食物根本不够，可能只能喂饱一个或两个人。
So from his point of view, it's impossible to feed all these people.
所以从这些门徒的角度来看说，说是不可能喂饱那么多人的。
So Jesus said, and I have these people sit down.
那主耶稣就叫这些众人坐下。
So there's the big field, so let them to sit down.
然后那边有许多的草，有草原，所以叫大家坐下。
Verse 10 is a number about 5,000.
那所以第十节说大概有5000人左右。
Some of the place mentioned that only the man is 5,000.
那有其他的经节说只有男丁有5000人。
So very conservative figures, we can say for 5,000.
所以我们假如要保守一点来讲，大概5000人。
And then let them to sit down.
然后就叫他们坐下。
And then he thanksgiving to God.
然后就感谢主，感谢神。
It turned out to be five bread and two fish now can feed 5,000.
然后结果后来发现说五饼二鱼居然可以喂饱5000人。
And it's wonderful that all these people not just eat a little bit, but they eat as much they want.
那这个是很微妙的，因为这些人不只是吃了一点点，他们是可以尽情的吃。
Sometimes we think the blessing is based on our own understanding. Maybe God maybe bless us a little bit.
那有的时候我们会觉得说，神的祝福可能是对我们自己的想法来看只有一点点。
But God always, if we seeking God, if we seeking the Word of God.
可是我们只要继续去仰望，继续去寻求神的话语。
God always bless us with the full of it.
神的祝福其实是非常非常充分的。
When you look at the Luke chapter 5.
我们假如看路加福音第五章。
At that time, when Jesus used the Peter's boat,
当时那个时候，主耶稣用彼得的船。
And then after he preached,
那当他传完道之后
，he asked Peter, to you can bring your boat into the deep place and cast the net.
他就叫彼得说把船开到海的深处，然后把网抛下去。
He mentioned that I tried the whole night, I tried to catch the catch, but I couldn't catch any.
那彼得就跟主耶稣说：“我整晚都在捕鱼，都没有捕到任何鱼。”
So according to your words, I can go and cast the net.
可是就因为你这句话，我就出去捕鱼。
And we have noticed that we catch a huge amount of fish.
然后后来发现说他们抓到了很多很多鱼。
He find out the true grace of God.
彼得就发现神真正的恩典。
And once since we started the book of John.
那就让我们再读约翰福音。
Once you look at the John chapter 21.
我们看一下约翰福音第二十一章。
This is after what Jesus resurrected from the death.
那这是主耶稣从死里复活发生后的事。
According to John chapter 21 verse 2, there's a Peter and a Thomas, and Nathaniel. Several of these the disciples together they went out to catching the fish.
所以我们在约翰福音第二十一章第二节看到说有彼得有多马，然后很多其他的门徒都在那边。
Simon Peter and went out and with them, but there's none of the fish.To be cut.
那他们那个时候出去捕鱼，可是捕鱼的时候发现捕不到鱼。
So the 21 verse 3, he said, they went out and going into the boat, and the night they cut nothing.
那二十一章第三节讲到说，他们出去上了船，可是那也什么都没有捕到。
Now it's about the daybreak.
那个时候大概是要白天的时候。
And then Jesus mentioned that verse 6 cast to the right side.
那第六节主耶稣就说把网抛到左边。
And then he cast into the right side.
然后他们就把网抛到右边。
And he caught a lot of fish.
然后他们就抓到很多鱼。
Always asking how many fishes.
那我就问大家说有几只鱼，几条鱼呢？
153.
所以后来发现说他们捕到153只。
Huge amount of fish to cut by the nets from the right side.
所以他们把网放到右边，他就捕到非常多的鱼。
Actually, more than enough that even can be fed to all these people.
那所以这些鱼是有那么多，它是可以喂饱很多人的。
Showing that God is full of grace in Him and full of abundance.That always provide for us with a full of abundant blessing, and then He provide us.
所以这边我们可以看到说，神他真的是充满恩典，他的慈爱，他的祝福是这么的充分。
If we think about our life, just look back our life.
所以我们假如去思考我们自己的人生的话
，And truly, our Lord Jesus Christ feed us every day.
我们会想说，主耶稣真的是每一天都在喂我们。
Actually, many times what He feeding to us is more than what we what enough with us actually.
那所以他为我们的食物其实是我们远远超过我们需要的。
So what once we look at the John chapter 6 and Jesus feed the 5,000.
所以我们在看约翰福音第六章说主耶稣喂饱五
千人。From this message we can find that God is the source of abundant blessing.
从这边我们可以看到说主耶稣真的是充满的足够的恩典。
So I hope that we never forget that the receiving the grace of God.
那我们希望说大家都不会忘记这个神给我们的恩典，神给我们的祝福。
This is truly precious. They always remember.
那这个是非常宝贵的，希望大家都会记住。
And also, when Jesus here, how can feed the 5,000? We can find out from the Thanksgiving.
那所以我们在这边看到主耶稣喂饱五千人，我们可以想一想一个感恩的心。
God always provides us the always more than what we more than what we need.
因为神他给我们的是远远超过我们所需要的。
But if we do not know how to thanksgiving to God.
可是假如我们没有办法去感谢神的话。
Then no matter what God provide us, we never be satisfied.
不管神给我们多少，我们就不会满足。
Then always we think that we are always feel that we need more and more.
我们就会时时刻刻想说我需要更多，我需要更多。
And especially toward the end time.
尤其在末日的时候。
We can learn how to content ourselves.
我们必须懂得去怎么去知足。
So that we can learn how to thanksgiving to God.
所以我们才可以感谢神。
Especially toward the end time, there a lot of distractions, a lot of temptation from this world.
那尤其到了末日的时候，我们知道这个世界是充满了摧毁，充满的一些诱惑。
Because our desire is always wants to more and more.
因为我们的情欲都想要更多。
Once we follow our flesh desire,
那我们只要去跟着我们这些肉体的情欲
来走。It turns out to be weakened our nature, our heart turned to be a greedy heart.
就会发现说我们人的内心是非常贪心的。
Then eventually forget about the God's grace.
那到后来就会忘记神的恩典。
At the same time, we can turn to God. We like to complain to God.
那在同时，我们有可能会去找神去向他抱怨。
You look at the Israelites.
假如我们看以色列人
，God provide for them everything.
神给以色列人所有他们需要的一切。
And bring them out of the Egypt to let them let their life to be free from Egyptians.
然后把他们带出埃及，让他们不会在埃及的手中被控制。
Change their status.
然后改变他们的地位。
Give them a law so they can follow God.
然后给他们律法，让他们可以跟从神。
Change their life.
改变了他们的生命。
Before they are slaves of Egypt, now they follow the God's children.
那所以原本他们是埃及的奴隶，现在变成神的儿子。
But they never satisfy themselves.
只是他们一直想要去满足自己。
They never learned how to thanksgiving to God.
他们从来没有去感谢神。
So once you look at the book of Numbers,
所以我们只要翻开民数记的话
，more than 10 times they keep on complaining to God.
民数记讲到说，超过十次他们一直向神抱怨。
Every day God provide them the all precious manna to feeding them.
那虽然每一天神都给他们宝贵的玛拿喂他们
，They never content with the manna from the above.
那可是他们没有办法去知足。
But they always seeking that one day when they taste when they were Egypt, which all the food belongs to the ground.
所以他们就一直去想说他们以前在埃及吃到的食物。
So God really dislike it because of their attitude.
那所以神非常讨厌他们这个态度。
Of course, the journey to the king, journey to the promised land, they have to face some kind of inconvenience, so called.
那当然，他们去迦南的这个迦南地的这个路程是有一些不方便。
But they never bear such kind of inconvenience.
可是他们在这个整个历史上，他们没有去经过这种不方便。
So、they keep complaining to God and keep complaining to Moses.
那所以他们都一直向神抱怨，一直向摩西抱怨。
So end up because of their disbelief and because of disobedience.
那所以因为他们的不信，因为他们的不遵从。
600,000, all of them, over 20 years, they all perish in the wilderness.
所以到最后，我们看到这所有600,000人，最后都在旷野里面死掉。
Even though it's enough for their life, yet they cannot content.
虽然他们都在生命中已经足够了，他们还是没有办法满足。
So they never thanksgiving to God.
所以他们没有去感谢神。
So they cannot obtain their promised land.
那到最后，他们没有办法进入被选的给神赐给他们的地。
Hope we can understand God is full of God.
所以我们要去知道说，神真的是充满恩典。
He provides everything.
因为他会给我们所有需要的一切。
The ones who look at John chapter 1.
那我们可以翻开约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
Here, John chapter 1 verse 14 describes the Word become flesh and dwelled among us. We held His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. The verse 14 here, the last portion, so John mentioned the full of grace and truth.
所以我们在这边约翰福音第一章第十四节的后面看到说，它是充满的恩典以及道以及真理。
Every time when we come to the Lord.
所以我们每次到主耶稣的面前
，I hope you and I we can experience a full of grace of the and the truth.
那我希望我们都可以体验到这个恩典，这个真理。
Especially when we come to the Lord, we come to the house of God.
尤其我们到主面前，我们到神的殿里面。
We just come to the Lord. We want to show our thanksgiving to Him.
我们是要到神的面前去给他跟他讲我们的感恩。
So that God can continue to supply us His wonderful blessing upon in our life.
所以神才可以继续赐给我们他这个。我们人生的美妙的祝福跟恩典。
So that our life will be blessed by God.
所以我们的人生才会被神所祝福。
So we have a full of testimony can be within us.
所以我们的生命中会充满了见证。
To continue to improve our quality of our Christian life.
那这样才能提升我们基督徒的生活。
This is what John chapter 6, when Jesus feed the 5,000, we can find there.
所以这也是一个我们可以学习从约翰福音第六章主耶稣为5000人的一个道理。
In other words, let's look at the Ephesians.
那所以我们现在翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
以弗所书第一章第七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
以弗所书第一章第七节。
In him we have a redemption through his blood.The forgiveness of our transgressions, according to the riches of His grace. Also, here the Paul mentioned that according to the riches of His grace.
所以这边保罗提到说，这是因为主耶稣充满的这些恩典。
I don't think the quality of my life is enough to be accepted by God.
那我自己觉得说，我自己这一个人的一个价值，我没有办法去。我不够神是远远超过我所得去。
Maybe because my faith is not, maybe not enough.
虽然我的信心可能不够。
Maybe my quality of my life maybe not enough.
虽然我人生可能也不够。
But because of the riches of His grace.
可是因为神的恩典是充满的，是那么的多。
And I think because of it, I can be here.To share this message with you.
那就是因为这样子，我才能站在这边跟大家分享这个讯息。
I think all the brothers and sisters, you are here, and I, we all because the same understanding.
所以我想，我们所有弟兄姐妹坐在这边，都是有同样的一个理解。
I'm sure you and I receive the true blessing of God.
我相信我跟你都领受神充满的福气。
A blessing of like a buffet blessing, which is all we can eat.
那这个祝福就像一个吃到饱的餐厅一样，我们要吃多少就吃多少。
Let us always remember this wonderful blessing.
那我们要时时刻刻去想到这个完美的
祝福。When Solomon became a king of the nation,
我们知道说所罗门王当上所有国度的王。
And then God showed up to him in his dream.
神就在他的梦中显现。
What can I do for you?
说我可以为你做什么呢
？He asks God that I do not have enough wisdom to rule over these people, so I need wisdom.
那所罗门王就向神说：“我不够智慧去占领去制度这些百姓，所以我需要智慧。”
God loved what he says.
那神真的很爱他说的这句话。
So God blessed him.
所以神就祝福他。
Let's look at the passage, 1 Kings chapter 3.
所以我们可以看一下列王记上第三章。
1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上第三章。
First Kings chapter 3 from verse 4.
列王记上第三章从第四节开始。
First Kings chapter 3 from verse 4.
列王记上第三章从第四节。
And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering on that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night, and God said, "Ask what you wish me to give you." As verse 6,
第六节,
then Solomon said, "Thou hast shown great loving kindness to thy servant David, my father, according as he walked before thee in the truth and righteousness and uprightness of heart toward thee. And thou hast this, reserved for him this great loving kindness that thou hast given him as a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day." Verse 7.
第七节,
"And now, the Lord my God, thou hast made it thy servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or coming in." Verse 8.
八节,
"And thy servant is the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen a great people who cannot be numbered or counted for multitude. So give thy servant an understanding, a heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine?" So we can see here, when God showed up in his dream, and then ask him what you wish me to give you.
所以我们在这边可以看到说神在所罗门王的梦里面显现，问所罗门王说你希望我给你什么呢？
So here Solomon humbly asked this true wisdom.
那所罗门王就非常谦卑的向神求智慧。
Showing his with a full of humility.
那他的心是充满的谦卑。
God truly loved what he asked.
所以神是非常喜爱他说的这句话。
This is what the verse 10.
那第十节我们可以看到说。
And he was pleased in the sight of the Lord, and Solomon has asked these things.And verse 11. And God said to him, "Because you have asked these things and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand just." Verse 12. "Behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no other like you before you, nor shall one like you arise after you." So here God talked to Solomon.
所以这边我们可以看到说神向所罗门王讲话。
So you do not ask such things like a long life.
所以神说你没有问，你没有向我求。
Nor have asked riches for yourself.
我是祈求财宝。
Nor have you asked for the life of your enemies,
也没有求你仇敌的生命,
but have asked yourself discernment to understand justice.
可是你却向我求智慧，可以去做正确的判断。
We have to ask ourselves.
所以我们要问自己说,
if God show up tonight in my dream,
我们假如神在我们今天晚上的梦出
现, what I'm going to ask for to our God,
我们会向神求什么呢?
Maybe you have a lot of issues in your life.
有可能你在生命中有非常多的问题。
Maybe you have a business issue in your life, a very urgent things to be taken care of.
有可能你做生意，然后你有很多事情要办。
Or you have a kind of education issue.
或者是你有可能在读书有这些的问题。
Or your job, your business, all kinds of issue maybe in your life.
或是你的工作啊，或者是许许多多其他的一些问题。
Maybe that's the one maybe priority that you can ask to God.
所以有可能你会先向神求这些事情。
But we, within this passage, we can find out if we asking something right according to the God's will, then we can receive everything.
可是从这段经节，我们可以看到说，我们假如去求一个神的旨意的一样东西，神就会给我们所有的一切。
During the NYTS, throughout the 2 weeks, we can learn how to seek in God.
所以在这个神训班的这两个礼拜，我们可以学习如何去求去找
神。I'm sure because you spend the 2 weeks, we come to the Lord, we can study together the Word of God.
那我们在这边两个礼拜，我们一起去读神的话语。
Because you want to receive the blessing of God.
因为我们想要得到神的祝福。
Not only a little, but plenty of blessing.
那这个祝福不是一点点，是非常多的。
That we can learn from the Solomon.
所以我们可以向所罗门王学习。
He has a humble mind.
他有一个非常谦卑的心。
Not the things that belongs to in this world.
所以他不去求这些属世的东西。
Not the things of his own selfish things in his life.
然后他也不去求他属于自己生命中的东西。
Actually, ask the true wisdom from above.
可是他是去求神从天上赐给他的智慧。
So he asks you, verse 11, the last portion said, "But have asked for yourself discernment to understand the justice."
然后十一节的后面说，你却向我求聪明智慧。
So it is a blessing that if God come to us, then what we can ask for to God?
所以我们真的要想一想，说神假如在我们面前，我们要向他求什么呢
？Jesus give us a very precious hint.
因为主耶稣其实有给我们一个非常好的提示。
Seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
就是你先去求神的国、神的义。
The rest of them I'll provide for you.
那其他的事情我都会给你。
I hope that you and I we have this much of wisdom when God come to us to ask us this question.
那我希望你跟我都可以有这样子的智慧，说神到我们面前问我们的时候，我们可以怎么回答。
So the rest of them we can receive abundantly.
所以到我们人生后面，我们都可以去向神领受非常的多。
This verse 12, what God says.
所以十二节这边神说。
Behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before you, nor shall one like you arise after you. That means I will give you wisdom exceedingly into your mind.
所以这个意思就是说，我会给你这么多的智慧。
So if you look at the First Kings chapter 4, verse 29 and 30.
所以我们假如看到列王记上第四章。
First King chapter 4 verse 29 and 30.
所以我们看列王记上第四章第二十九节。
Here Solomon received the blessing like a spiritual buffet of the amount of a blessing.
所以我们可以说，所罗门王得到的祝福是真的像一个你要吃多少就可以吃多少的一个餐厅。
29:30. Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment, and breathed on mind like the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the sons of the east, and all the wisdom of Egypt. Do you have noticed that he received the great wisdom from above?
所以你会发现说，所罗门王真的是领到天上的来下来的智慧。
We know that because when he wrote this in the book of wisdom, you know, like a Proverbs and Ecclesiastes.
所以我们假如谈到智慧书，比如说传道书，比如说
Ecclesiastes.
传道书等等这些书信。
We can understand how much he received this wisdom from above.
所以就可以看到说，所罗门王得到的是多少的智慧。
Not only that.
不只是这样子。
That he also received the extra one.
那他也是得到许多更多超越他想象的智慧。
Once we go back to chapter 3.
因为我们假如回到第三章。
And chapter 3 verse 13.
第三章第十三节。
And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there will not be any among the kings like you all your days. This blessing is a package of blessing. It's a huge amount of blessing upon to the Solomon.
所以十三节我们可以看到说，神给他的祝福不单是智慧，还有更多许许多多其他样子的一些祝福。
Let us understand God. Once our heart reach up to God, become one mind with our Lord Jesus Christ and our God.
所以我们要去了解说，假如我们的心可以像神那边跟他在一起，跟他合而为一的话。
His package of blessing is a huge and abundant.
那他给我们的许许多多的祝福是非常大、非常超越我们的想象的。
Not only we can receive the kingdom of God on the last day.
我们不但最后一天可以 领受到神的国，
but in this world also we can receive the great blessing.
我们在这个世界上也会领取到非常
多的祝福。I'm not trying to attract you for the material things so that you can ask God for things.
那当然，我不是要用这些物质上的一些好处来叫大家去寻求神。
Because this is the Old Testament time.
因为这个是旧约的时代。
I was seeking God is not because of the physical food.
我们今天我们去追求神，我们去寻求神，不是因为物质上的食物。
In New Testament times, I was seeking God is because of spiritual food.
因为我们在新约的时代，我们去追求神是因为
What is abundant blessing is?
所以这是非常完美的一个祝福。
It's not materially we exceedingly rich in this world.
这不代表说我们在这个世界上会非常的有钱，非常的有东西。
Because we understand of God is exceedingly rich in our heart.
因为这是代表说我们在心中对神的了解是非常的多。
When Apostle Paul and when he converted Christian,
当保罗在外面传福音去传基督教的时候
，He was rich before.
他之前是非常有钱的。
His life a great potential that he can be a successful man in this world.
他的人生是非常有潜力的，是可以当一个非常有名的一个人。
But after he understand the Lord Jesus Christ,
可是当他认识了主耶稣
，he put everything the ravish to the move away.
他就丢了他所有的一切。
Because he wants to receive Jesus in his life.
因为他想要在他的生命中得到主耶稣。
Because he understand that this is the true grace of God.
因为他了解说这是神真正的恩典
so he willing to offer his life to the Lord Jesus Christ
所以他甚至愿意去牺牲他的性命给主耶稣
end up he died for the Lord Jesus Christ
在最后他也是为主耶稣
but actually he received everything
可是你会发现说他其实领受到了所有的一切
because he received Jesus in his heart
因为他领受了主耶稣领受他的心灵
actually more than what he needed actually
这是远远超过他需要的
when he was in the prison
所以他在监狱的时候
we can read the book of Philippians
我们可以看腓立比书
Even such a kind of condition of the prison, he can rejoice himself.
虽然他在这种的状况，他还是可以常常喜乐。
That's a life of abundant blessing.
所以这就是一个充满的祝福的人生。
If God is within our life,
假如神在我们的生命
中 ，If He's abiding in our life,
假如他时时刻刻都跟我们在一起
，The confidence comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的自信是从主耶稣基督来的。
We can walk with Him in His light.
那所以我们可以在他的光中跟他同行。
We can keep the commandment of God in our life.
我们可以在我们的生命中遵守他的道。
We can feel that God is in our life.
我们可以感受到我们生命中神与我们同在。
Such confidence of our relationship with Him.
所以我们的跟他的关系是非常有信心的，非常有力量
的。That means we have everything.
这就表示说我们有所有的一切。
I hope you and I will seeking for this abundant life.
我真的希望说，我跟你都在寻求这个完美的一个生命。
Full of grace and truth within our life.
这是充满神的恩典、神的真理。
So that we can prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ on the last day.
所以我们才可以预备主耶稣到最后一天的降临。
We do not know when is the second coming.
因为我们不知道他什么时候会来。
Yet the sign is coming closer. We can see it.
可是世界上就跟我们讲说，这个时间快到了。
Coming close to us.
所以越来越与我们接近。
Do not seeking something belongs in this world.
所以真的不要去追求这属世的东西。
We know that James, Book of James mentioned that.
我们知道雅各书有讲到。
We should not be the seeking from this world, the evil, yeah.Evil way to seeking from this world.
所以我们不应该去追求这世界上所一些恶的事情。
If you look at the James chapter 5,
我们看到雅各书第五章。
This is talking about the misuse of the riches.
雅各书讲到说，这样子去不好的用财宝不好的地方。
James chapter 5 from verse 1.
我们雅各书第五章第一节。
Come now, you rich, weep and wail for your misery which are coming upon you. Verse 2.
第二节。
Your riches.Have rotted, and the garments have become moth and eaten. Verse 3.
第三节
Your gold and your silver have rusted, and their rust will be a witness against you, and will consume your flesh like fire. It is in the last day that you have stored up your treasure. Then you are talking about on the last day. If we're seeking evilly from this, with a greedy heart seeking in this world.
这边讲到说，我们假如最后一天有一个贪心的心去追求很多世上的东西
，then we can be a poor in the spirit, in the sense.
我们在灵性上就会非常的贫穷。
We should not to be like a foolish rich man, what Jesus mentioned that.
我们不应该像那个 没有智慧的财主一样。
Maybe God bless us in our materially or way of our life in this world.
因为也许神给我们的祝福是非常充满在世界上的一些好处。
But we only focus onto this world.
可是我们一直去注意这些世界上的东西。
Seems like this world is everything in our life.
会去想说这世界上的东西是我们生命的所有的一切。
And on the last day, we cannot save anything for our later for our coming kingdom.
可是到最后一天，我们却什么都带不走，带不去。
True rich men always remember where we.
真正的有钱人是知道说他们要往哪里去。
We study together. Our citizenship is in the belongs to in. We are our citizenship is in heaven.
那我们知道说我们是属于天的国民。
So I hope your riches, my riches, we can focus in the kingdom of God.
那我希望我跟你的财宝都是可以往天上神那边走看。
Whatever God bless us in our life.
只要神在我们生命中祝福。
We can use this for the God's glory.
我们就可以用这些祝福来去给神荣
耀。So we can put the treasure in the kingdom of God.
所以我们才可以放累积财宝在神的家里面。
So on the last day, we welcome His second coming.
所以在最后一天，我们可以去欢迎神的第二次降临。
So we can thanksgiving to God what He's provided us in our life.
我们可以去感谢神，去感谢说他给我们生命中充满的一切。
Of course, God feed us physically. God bless us in our life.
那当然，神在我们生命中可能物质上有给我们很多东西。
But there's more than this only physical bread.Physical blessing.
可是这是我们需要的是远远超过这物质上的饼。
那 we have to find out the spiritual blessing behind it.
我们是需要得到属灵的祝福。
When Jesus asked Peter to cast the net on the deep sea.
当主耶稣问彼得，叫彼得把网撒在海的深处的
时候。After he catched a lot of fish.
那他钓到很多鱼之后。
All as long as as much as you want, which is.
所以这些鱼是这么多，是彼得所想要都想要不完的鱼。
But after he catch this fish,
可是当他钓到这些鱼
，he find out that he is the Lord.
他就发现说主耶稣就是主。
So he put everything down. He come to the Lord.
所以他就放下一切去找他的主。
I am the sinner. Please depart from me.
说我是罪人，请你离开我。
True understanding and inspiration coming into his heart.
所以这是他真正他心中的一些话语。
What he catch the fish is not important.
因为他钓到这些鱼是不重要的。
Because he find out the Lord Jesus Christ more important than this.
因为他发现说主耶稣基督比这些所有东西还要重要。
It is a true blessing. This is full of grace and the truth.
所以这个才是真正的祝福，这个才是充满的恩典，充满的真理。
I hope you and I, in our life.
那我跟你在我们人生中
，that we can have this blessing.
假如可以有这个祝福的话
，I'm sure that God truly bless us.
我真的相信说神是真的给我们祝福。
Of course, we also receive the blessing in this world.
那当然，我们在这个世界上也会有祝福。
But the true blessing, the abundant blessing, actually waiting in the kingdom of God also.
可是我们真正的祝福，我们充满这些这么多的祝福，其实都是在神的国等我们。
Let us sing hymn 378.
所以我们来唱诗三百八十首。